Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
TomStar9902 asks it in the Geno Insight channel on Discord. Any truth in the rumours of Mane wanting to go to Spain?
Yeah, it's a goal story. Not by me. So that's come from a Real Madrid correspondent to Goal. Jorge, new guy at Goal. And the story, I think, is that if Barcelona or Real Madrid want to sign him, Sadio would be up for it. Now, far be it from me to sort of create that rift or say it's not true. Just, I haven't heard that. I haven't, and it doesn't ring true from what I have heard about the situation. You know, I think it was written that he sees Spain as being the sort of way to catapult himself into the realm of, I think, Samuel Eto'o and people like that. I don't see it. I don't see that. I don't believe that's the case. If that's what is being said now by his representatives or by Sadio himself, I think it's a little bit of a goalpost shift, because what we've always been told about him is he had three ambitions when he came to Europe, and one was to play in the Premier League, one was to win AFCON, and one was to be African Player of the Year. I don't think La Liga was ever really, you know, part of the plan. It brings open the wider point about what do Liverpool do with him, what does he do with the situation. You know, 18 months, 17 months left on his contract, Luis Diaz come in, still think Liverpool will be mental to get rid of him. Yeah. I really do think it would just be a really bad shout from Liverpool. I think he's sore in AFCON, he's still physically, you know, peak level. His quality is still unquestionable, not on penalties.
Although
it was one of those. I mean, I think the keeper probably could have stood there, because I think I knew where he was going with that penalty. But even if he'd have stood there, I think it might have took him into the net with it.
All the best.
Great Genie Wijnaldum clip, wasn't it, that got shared around, where he was saying what would be your advice to Sadio, and he said just don't take penalties. But it does bring home the wider point. I don't think Barcelona afford Sadio Mane, you know, even with their creative accountancy. And Real Madrid, you know, they've had a bit of sting with players of that age, Eden Hazard being one. They've got Vinicius, who plays sort of that position at the moment. Real, you know, hot prospect for the next 10 years around that club. I think there's enough doubt over whether either of them will look to sign him. But I think there is a decision for Liverpool and Mane to make come the summer. I hope both of them come to the same conclusion. Well, I hope they come to the conclusion that he extends his contract. But if not, I hope they come to the conclusion that it's still better to be together than apart.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I guess, again, this is one of those things that's going to be, there's going to be heavy scrutiny, I think, in the coming months between now and the end of the season, with Diaz coming in so early. Because again, if it goes back, we go back to this. This was a planned summer transfer, You know, if you're in summer, your focus is all on transfers and your transfer business. And Liverpool would be more inclined to listen to offers for players and what have you. We don't know. We don't have a clear picture other than Diaz was clearly wanted, and we've brought him in now. They've got half a season now to see how he settles, of course.
And look, we never ever talk about these kind of things because they're so ingrained, but we never ever say, well, what if Sadio just plays up front?
Yes.
Or Mo plays up front? You know, we never think like that. Because when Jota came in, I don't think anyone thought, well, he's coming in to take Firmino's place as a number nine. I think we thought, well, he's gonna fit in here and there, which he has done. But he's found his niche really as being the forward, hasn't he? The centre forward. It could well be that you just go, well, yeah, this Diaz, you'll play great with him. And we're thinking it's one or the other. You know, I think that with sometimes with the best I've ever seen Minamino play was when Firmino was on the pitch at the same time. And we always thought, well, I did certainly, when you thought, well, Taki's going to replace him, you know, that kind of. And I've seen them play brilliantly together, and you think, actually, you know, what's to say they can't all somehow fit in and play with each other, you know, on whatever rotational basis.
Yeah. Well, this has been our thing, our mistake. I don't know whether you felt the same way, but I know I've quite publicly said how wrong I got it with Mo Salah. But, you know, Mane was so important to us the season he comes in. He's player of the season for us. He's brilliant. But when he goes out injured at the back end, Liverpool have to completely change how they play because we've got no one who can come close to doing what he does. So everyone goes, well, go and get another Mane. Go get a backup for Mane.
So we
buy Salah in, and then we go, oh, we've got Mane's backup there. And then, oh no, we're going to move Mane to the left. Okay, wow. We're going to play Salah on the right. Ah, then you need to go and get lads as understudy to these. And we finally now got that. But I suppose the logic is always, oh no, he's just come in to replace him, instead of saying, well, hang on, why not just have a hungrier pool?
Yeah, and I suppose it comes back to the transfer fee a little bit. It's a new thing for everyone to get their head around, isn't it? That you have £45 million players on the bench and it's not an issue. You know, I'm trying to think of players. Torres would probably be one that I can think of at Chelsea where you're like, he's got to play for a bit, you know, like sort of he has to start because you pay £50 million for
look at Chelsea's forward line now.
Kai Havertz, £80 million or whatever, you know, I mean, there's an argument Lukaku might be in that position before too long the way they've sort of gone. Timo Werner, Christian Pulisic, you know, I think they're all £50 million plus or close to in the price. So yeah, it's a new thing for people to adapt to maybe sometimes. I remember Andy Kelly, a former colleague, obviously works for the club now, saying to me on a podcast when I was at the Echo, said that's the next shift for Liverpool, to get used to the fact that we have 35-40 million pound players on the bench. And you look at it now, really, they have, you know, Ibu Konate, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Naby Keita, Jota or Firmino, one or the other, Luis Diaz potentially now, maybe Mane, you know. So that's the next step. We'll see how long it's sort of, or how easy that transition's managed. But we've been talking about how well the squad's done, you know, in earlier in the show. No reason why I can't carry on. You know, I don't think it needs to be the death knell for players when a new player comes in. I think it can sometimes be, you know, the kick to get them back going. I think Andy Robertson might be a great example of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Or even, you know, look at the midfield. Naby Keita's not being a stellar success for Liverpool, but did it mean that we got better out of Wijnaldum for the final two seasons of him being there? You know, he's buying Oxlade-Chamberlain, get you 100%. More out of Jordan Henderson.
Thiago came in, and I think a lot of people sort of thought, well, he plays every game. I mean, obviously he hasn't for various reasons, but, you know, have you seen Curtis Jones puff his shoulders out a little bit more and say, okay, I love this? Like, have you, you know, has James Milner knuckled down and gone, well, God, you know, not that he would take his foot off the gas, to be perfectly honest, but, you know, have you seen younger players coming in with that kind of player in training and just saying, like Tyler Morton, for example, saying, like, I'm learning bucket loads off this level of training, because it's not a case of there's 14 players who are going to play and they're all really good and then there's us. It's like, wow, there's 18 of them, or there's 19, 20 of them who are, like, you know, high level, which even if I'm on whatever rondo I'm in, is elite level.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Thanks so much to Tom Starr in our Club Legend Discord. It's a very good question indeed. Yeah, check out the rest of Journo Insight this week with me and Neil Jones, streaming exclusively on Redmen Plus. We're going to discuss Gavi, Barcelona's midfield wonder kid maestro, and could Liverpool be hunting around for him? Serge Gnabry contract poker style talks with Bayern Munich, which could open a door for the mighty Reds, the return of Mohamed Salah and Harvey Elliott, and the integration of Luis Diaz and who is responsible for that at the football club. Check that show out this week and every week on Redmen Plus. Go to the redmentv.com and sign up and get that and a whole host of incredible Liverpool streaming content.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.